Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturnoho radičného vysielania pro Rusinu iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
A.M. Have your paper and pen handy for important information and a giveaway later in the program. On today's program, we will feature songs by some of our favorite artists, and we hope that these are also some of yours. Let's get started with Anna Servitska with her gold record song. Rusins worldwide can listen to the Rusin Heritage program any time of the night or day, and you can too. At the CRS homepage, scroll down the left-hand column to Rusin Radio, and there we are. The continuance of our weekly broadcast depends entirely on the financial support of you, our listeners. Every dollar received goes towards producing this radio program. I want to emphasize the importance of your needed financial support. The previous Rusin Radio program that was so wonderfully hosted by Jerry Jumba struggled for 7 years to stay on the air and sadly came to an end in December 2003, due mainly to the lack of support. The plain fact of the matter is that if this happens again and we must end our broadcasts, there would be little chance of another Rusin Radio program, which would be a major blow to our listeners locally and worldwide internet listeners and our efforts to strengthen the Rusin identity. So if you enjoy this program and want it to continue, please let us know with a donation. We make it easy for you to do so. You can call me at 412-331-3124. Write me at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136. Or check the Rusin Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. We received a very generous donation from Emil and Dorothy Hodich of McKeesport, which paid for today's program, and we thank them so very much for their continued financial support. So, Emil and Dorothy, we hope you enjoy another of our favorites, Anna Poracheva.
And now, a special report from the homeland. This past Thursday marked a very special anniversary to Russian national and cultural life. On January 27, 1995, in Slovakia's capital of Bratislava, the codification ceremony of the Russian language took place. The declaration of the official announcement was read by then-actor and director of the Duknovich Theater in Prešov, Jaroslav Sisak. The codification ceremony was attended by representatives of the National Assembly of the Slovak Republic, the Ministers of Culture and Education, Matica Slovenska, the Language Institute of Ludovic Štúr, and representatives of both the Greek Catholic and Orthodox churches in Slovakia and Russian organizations from around the world. Among the attendees was Mikuláš Dzurinda, the current Prime Minister of Slovakia. Mikuláš Lajos, the president of Rusinsko Obroda at the time, stated that the Rusins of Slovakia acknowledged the wisdom and desire of not only their Rusin ancestors, but also of the Slovak national awakeners on how to further develop the Rusin language, as well as the full value of the life amongst Rusins in Slovakia, the country they consider their homeland. Codification of the Rusin language was necessary because without it, a national minority such as the Rusins would not have any possibilities to advance their culture, whether it be on radio, television, newsprint, the internet, or being taught in schools. Rusinsko Obroda in Prešov states that they will celebrate the anniversary of the codification by preparing an international scholarly seminar on the Rusin language. Next, we have Števo Vasilenko and Laszlo Dzsupin with Utíkaj Janičku.
Žandare, шандаре, добрі оскавчайте, на вечар'янішка, добрий позив дайте. Шандаре, шандаре, велике вечаре, скламали дівчатко за штірі грайцаре.
As you know, Slaviani has been invited to perform at the World Congress of Rusyns in Krynica, Poland in June 2005. They will be representing the CRS, the Rusyns of the United States and North America. They are planning a two-week tour that will include performances in Prešov, Medžugorje, Borice, Užhorod, and the Rusyn World Congress in Krynica. Such an undertaking requires much planning and funding, so Slaviani is looking for sponsors or any type of support or help in their fundraising efforts to make this visit a reality. I again remind you that in November 2004 letter by CRS National President John Rigetti sent to the entire CRS membership calling upon their generosity and financial support of this twofold and very important and momentous occasion for Rusyns worldwide. First, by exposing our youth to their culture in the homeland, but more importantly, allowing European Rusyns to see that American youth are keeping their culture alive and well in America, and that it is okay to be proud to be Rusyn. Imagine how this would strengthen the bond between Rusyns in Europe and America. The CRS National Board asks that you reread the letter to fully understand the extreme importance of this event and hopefully respond with a generous tax-deductible donation. For more information on how you can help, call me, Jack Polok, at 412-331-3124, email rusynradio@c-rs.org. Slaviani is a cultural project subsidized by the Greek Catholic Union and is acknowledged by the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh as the official representative of the Byzantine, Carpatho-Ruthenian culture and ethnic heritage. We are asking all CRS membership and our listeners to come forward and honor this official request by your financial support. Remember, this is 100% tax deductible. You get back what you give. Another favorite of ours is, of course, Slaviani, the Primo Rusyn group in the United States. But instead of a song from their In a Rusyn Garden CD, we have a song and dance that they will be using in their European program. On Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., the Byzantine Catholic Divine Liturgy will be celebrated in the Duquesne University Chapel. We invite all of our listeners to attend this Eucharistic liturgy, which fulfills your Sunday obligation. That's 6 p.m. this evening and every Sunday evening at the Duquesne University Chapel. The Mount St. Macrina Retreat Center is sponsoring a Lenten bread baking retreat on Saturday, February 19th from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., presented by Sister Carol Petrosevich. This will be limited to 5 participants, so be sure to call early if you are interested. The offering is $15, and registration is due by February 8th. They are also sponsoring a Repentant Women, Holy Women program by Sister Barbara Jean Mihalchik in a 4-week series on February 22nd, March 1st, 8th, and 15th. Sessions are 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. or 7 to 8:30 p.m. at $10 per session. For registration and or more information on either of these retreats, call a retreat center at 724-438-7149. I just learned early this morning of the passing yesterday of June Dudish Hedevar, wife of deceased Philip and mother of CRS National Treasurer Lois Lieberman. She would have been 93 on June 19th. I remember June as always being happy and smiling, and I also remember singing happy birthday to her on her 92nd birthday. She will be sadly missed by family and friends, and our sympathy and prayers go out to Lois and family. Arrangements have not been finalized, so please check the obituary section of tomorrow's newspaper for viewing information if you would like to pay your respects. For June, Vichnaya Ye Pamyat.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. And now, for our next lection, we have another favorite, Maria Machoskova.
Červene, našim sadi torhane, ale zašto? Te hodil petjaru za stiskanja, ja chcela virnoho ljubovanja. Škoda mi jabločka i virnoho srdečka rozklamanja. Bože, što z toho ljubovanja, keď po njim ostava zlen sklamanja, račej sobi po divču, tanci s každom v kuću, bez čekanja. Račej sobi po divču, tanci s každom v kuću, bez čekanja.
Last Sunday's Steeler game was disheartening to say the least, and all I will say about it is, by simple math, if you subtract the 17 points as a result of turnovers, you come up with a 27-24 score in favor of the Steelers. However, who's to say what else would have happened during the game? I particularly feel bad for the Pittsburgh Steelers fans everywhere. They and the city of Pittsburgh deserved a better fate, and for the members of the team who also deserved a better ending. There's an old adage, you win some, you lose some. But I need to revise that somewhat when referring to Steeler playoff games. You win a few, you lose many. In any case, the Steelers are still a favorite team, and another of our favorites is the Reveliak family.
Thank you.
On Saturday, February 5th, the Friends of the Duquesne University Tambourinians will sponsor the Tambourinians in concert at the Upper St. Clair High School, 1825 McLaughlin Run Road at 7 p.m. This year's highlights include exotic dances from the Republic of Georgia, a Croatian wedding, and more, leading to an exciting Bulgarian dance finale. Tickets are $20 for reserve seating and $15 for general admission. For more information and or tickets, call Bob Bartko at 412-793-6736. As we listen to another of our favorites, I have a pair of tickets to give away for this performance, and they will go to the first caller. The number to call now is 412-664-4444. Enjoy Beata Begonova. Next Sunday is Meat Fair Sunday and the day before Lent for the Byzantine Catholic Rusyns, and many churches will be having Vashengi celebrations. I will be at Holy Ghost McKee's Rocks next week, setting up and getting things ready for a delicious afternoon buffet dinner we are having for this occasion. We close our program today with one of our favorites, Orchestra Ton. I'm still waiting for a call at 664-4444 for the Tammy tickets. I hope you all have a wonderful week.
Coniare deste coni pasti, coniare, coniare deste coni pasti, stratila ja vino, stratila ja vino, čistého ne našli, čistého ne našli, stratila ja vino. Stratila ja vino, čistého ne našli, čistého ne našli.
nenašti, nenašti, len sme ho videli. Nenašti, nenašti, len sme ho videli. Jak ho voda nesla, jak ho voda nesla, pobíhaj zelenej, pobíhaj zelenej. Jak ho voda nesla, jak ho voda nesla, pobíhaj zelenej, pobíhaj zelenej.
The winner of the tickets, Jerko Honchar from Carnegie, PA. And I'm going to send the tickets out to him. Jerko, I'm so glad that you listen and to the program and enjoy it. And I know you'll enjoy the tambourists. Thank you very much. I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте ся пачили нашого веселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного веселання. Ходьте здравий з Богом!
This is your station.